Well, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, and the views of our callers. And we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us a good friend. He's a health journalist, and he reads all the articles about health and goes back in the medical literature, and he's acquired a great deal of knowledge and understanding of many of the natural remedies and healings that have been available for a long time. And of course, we have Bill Sardi on from time to time because we want him to share his knowledge and what he's learned with you. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Great to be with you, and of course, always great to talk about health and politics and the mixture.
All right, fine. Well, what should we start out with? Do you have something you'd like to talk about from the political situation, or should we get right into the health situation?
I guess you can go right to health, though I am interested in, of course, all the obvious things in politics, and of course, the big news is, can you predict the next president of the United States is, you know, the Terminator? I mean,
well, he can't run because he's not an American citizen.
Right.
So.
I was going to say, if by popularity or by first his wife, you know, being the first lady in the White House, be very popular with females. If he could run, why, it would be quite a story. And of course, he's married into a family that's all Democratic, so it's quite interesting. But it's an intriguing connection, and I see that all of a sudden this Daryl Issa fella has bowed out of the race all of a sudden now that this has changed in California. And of course, the Republicans have been just whitewashed. They've just been totally destroyed here with any way to get their candidates any kind of power here in California. So maybe this is a way for them to get back on the horse's saddle. But at any rate, regardless of what anybody's persuasion is, it's just a rather landmark event, and we'll see if he garners some votes, because it's not so much getting elected. Just be very interested to see what would happen and who his real challenges are and how they can stand up to this man who, of course, has taken on all other challengers on television. So we will see.
Of course, the interesting thing is, you know, the Cruz Bustamante now has, of course, thrown his hat in the ring because of Arnold Schwarzenegger and because they're afraid that they may lose power. And this is really all about power. I think that, of course, Gray Davis really felt that he would be able to survive. But, you know, when we have Arnold Schwarzenegger there, and I don't know anything about Arnold. I know he's a moderate Republican. He's a good friend of Reardon and the liberal establishment of the Republican Party. But, of course, you know, he has this aura about him, and of course this whole thing has been handled really very, very cleverly. This is the thing that's so intriguing, because they had the AIDS leak, of course, of the fact that he wasn't going to run, but everything was leading up to, of course, his interview on Jay Leno on Wednesday evening. And of course, they knew all along he was going to run, but of course they weren't going to let it out. And then, of course, this momentous announcement. And of course, here's a man with no political background, and yet, of course, his initial remarks, well, I believe that California is run by special interests, and I'm here, you know, to represent the people, and I'm not going to take a lot of money from any special interest groups. I don't need their money. I have enough on my own, and I want to do what's right for our country. Now, who could disagree with a statement like that?
It was a well-timed statement. He would bring the young people. His wife would bring the females. Probably the middle-aged males would go along with a guy with a macho image. So how do you fight this guy? I don't know. He's had political aspirations for a long time. What's interesting, you could see this coming on television because they've been playing all of his movies, and they've, of course, been running a special on his life.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist. And we were simply talking about, of course, this new situation that has resulted when Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to run for the governor of the state of California. Now, well, we remember, of course, when Jesse the Body Ventura ran up, I believe it was in Minnesota, and, of course, was elected the governor there. And how did he get in there? Why, he ran on a third-party ticket. And, of course, people from both the Republican and the Democratic parties voted for him because they were sick and tired of the establishment controlling both political parties, and it didn't really matter whether you had the Republicans or the Democrats in there. The policy was pretty much the same. Well, the Republicans were a little bit better, not increasing taxes, at least sometimes, not so much at the national level, but certainly at the state level. But people were sick and tired of politics as usual, and here they elected this wrestler to be the governor, and everybody thought he was going to be a buffoon, but he was a pretty smart guy. And of course, he was a libertarian, and much of what he did I would agree with. I certainly don't think he had the moral background to be a great leader, but much of what he said, you know, was pretty sound, and the state survived his time in office. And then here we have Arnold Schwarzenegger, who, of course, has the macho image. He certainly has no political savvy. But, you know, as Bill Sardi had pointed out, they've been talking about him, certainly on television. There is a force behind Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is not Arnold. There is a force behind him, exactly as there was a force behind Ronald Reagan, who said, "Everything I believed." I mean, he did. He talked about cutting taxes. He talked about a balanced budget. He talked about doing away with government interference. And then when he became the governor of the state of California, he said, "We will never have a state withholding tax. My feet are set in concrete." And when he broke that promise, he laughed and said, "The sound you hear is the concrete breaking from my feet." He bought in many California. He gave us the biggest budgets we'd ever seen. He gave us, of course, a massive increase in government spending. But everybody's forgotten that. And then when he got to be president, of course, he gave us a tax cut. Everybody remembers that. But nobody remembers the largest tax increase in our nation's history in 1986, when they massively increased the Social Security, I think, from 3% up to 12-15% lump, something like that. But nobody ever talks about that. After all, we defeated communism. Communism's dead, except for the 1.2 billion people living in communist China and in Cuba and the communist countries in Africa that we put in power. We'll be back here in just a moment. And I just want to say I've been lied to for so many times. I don't know where Arnold Schwarzenegger's coming from, but I recognize there's a force behind Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I don't think most people realize that fact. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit more about Arnold, and then we'll probably get on to health issues. What is your take on Arnold, other than the fact, as you pointed out, that they've been running his old movies over and over again? Of course, he has had some sort of an initiative where he wanted to help the children. Oh, we want these programs to help children after school. Well, of course, this is government money. It's not private money, my understanding. Helping these children, it's another government bone doggle. I mean, the whole idea is to help the children, and yet, of course, look what they're doing as far as our children's morality is concerned in our schools, where our children know far more about sex than they do about Shakespeare, far more about Madonna than they know about mathematics, far more about Michael Jackson than they do about Andrew Jackson. So we got real problems in our school today. And certainly the lowest SAT scores almost in the entire world were down with Lithuania and Latvia, and they keep dumbing down the test so the American people don't know just how uneducated our children are.
Well, someone on the Internet today sent me a little question, which was, why is it that our children cannot read the Bible in public school, but they can in prison? So then it's too late, obviously. So we've got things turned around a little bit. I just brought up the Schwarzenegger connection between propaganda and understanding that private industry will have a number of candidates that they will privately support, and then, of course, they have the power to get these things on television. And don't think the TV networks and everybody else doesn't want their candidate in there, because then they can be favorable to them, and there's favors paid back. So When you see these kind of things happen, we saw it happening, and we should have guessed that war was coming in Afghanistan before 9/11, because here was CNN running a propaganda film, the documentary on the mistreatment of women in Afghanistan, a month before all this happened. Well, how did they know to produce that and run it to soften up the American people? And here we saw Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, I could tell you channel after channel running all of his movies and a great big documentary on his life and his political aspirations. And as I sat and watched it all, I said, maybe this man's time is coming now, maybe it'll be later, but they're obviously grooming him for something. And, of course, it's hard for people to understand because they love playing this ping-pong game where, you know, it's us against the other guy, or that is, we're Democrats, the other guys are Republicans, or vice versa. And so they love us playing that ping-pong match when it's really two guys on the same team just sparring with each other. So when they're both paid off by the same interest, you see some of the big corporations paying off both parties, then you know it's just a rigged deal. There's really no differences. But they give us the impression that there is democracy going on. They give us the impression that there is some sort of participation by the public. They give us the impression that there's some sort of a discourse, some sort of back and forth going on in these television shows, so that we have some idea that debate is going on in our country, and then we have choice, when probably we're just being badgered into two choices that are the same. In a rather humorous way, George W. Bush was recently shown on the comedy channel here, and they showed some of his statements as governor, where he was saying, we should be a peaceful country, we should be a country that doesn't barge in and butt into other countries' things, we shouldn't be so arrogant. And then they had pictures of him as president saying the exact opposite, you know, he was going to take preemptive action and all these things. And they had him debating himself. They had George W. Bush, the governor, debating George W. Bush, the president, in a humorous kind of a fashion. It's on the comedy channel. And so you see these kind of statements like Reagan did, say one thing, do another. So how do we really know how to vote for someone when we buy into their ideas, let's say less government, limited government, and then they go in and set records in these in this fashion? So it's very difficult for us. I do recall the popularity of American presidents and candidates is so important, and sometimes it overcomes their record. Not that Reagan was necessarily a bad president, but I do recall the very vivid story when Reagan was running for his second term, and ABC News was trying to destroy his image, and they ran a whole piece that was negative for 5 minutes on the evening news about Ronnie Reagan. And as they were reading off all the poisonous things about him, they were showing a picture of him on the back of a railroad car holding a baby. And the images overcame the words. He looked like a wonderful, friendly man. They were all familiar with him, and of course on television and so on, the movies. And of course, when that clip was finished, the White House called ABC News, said thank you, and hung up.
Well, you know, I think it's really so interesting, of course, that the people think, well, of course, this fellow must be, Ronald Reagan must be good because he's consistently attacked by the liberals. And, of course, he was. And there was nothing he could do that they didn't attack him for. And yet, of course, you know, the thing is that you have to go into the background. What happened to Ronald Reagan after he left Hollywood? Why, GE, I mean, part of this whole Brotherhood of Darkness I refer to, one of the greatest, the largest corporation in the world, put Ronald Reagan on television week after week after week on the GE Theater, beginning to put him before the public in preparation for his run for the presidency. And there were a tremendous force behind Ronald Reagan at every turn. You know, as he was running for the presidency, he said, everything I believe. He talked about a balanced budget. And, of course, then when he ran, became the president, we had the largest deficits in all history. It took from 1789 till 1980 to amass $1 trillion in deficit. And I'll never forget when Ronald Reagan was running for the presidency, and he talked about what $1 trillion was. If you took all these $10 or $100 bills and you stacked them on top of one another, and they'd go halfway to the moon or something, that's $1 trillion. And, you know, and then he pointed a finger at Jimmy Carter, and you did that. Well, poor old Jimmy Carter had only increased the federal deficit by $200 billion in his 4 years in the White House. Ronald Reagan increased the federal deficit $200 billion every year he was in office. And when he left office, having started with a $1 trillion deficit, we had $2.7 trillion deficit. But nobody ever remembers that. They simply remember what we are told to remember. And it's about time the American people begin to realize we're constantly manipulated. Now, I don't know where Arnold Schwarzenegger is coming from, but I will tell you there is a force behind him. He would not have the opportunity to announce the fact he's running for the governor on the Jay Leno program unless there was a force behind him. Did anybody else have the opportunity? Did they ask Bustamante to come on and announce he was going to run, or Tom McClintock, or Simon, or
Daryl Issa?
No, of course, none of them would get on the Jay Leno. But you have to understand, if you watch the Jay Leno program, I mean, he gives obscenity a bad name. I mean, he is so obscene and vile, and of course, he delves at the... You don't have to be crude and rude and as he is to be funny. But he is doing everything he can to undermine the morality of our society. And, of course, the fact that Schwarzenegger would go on to that program and he would announce the fact he's going to run. Well, you know, I think this tells us a lot about who is really behind this candidacy. He may very well be our next governor. All I'm going to point out is that I've been lied to for so many times. I'll never forget, of course, when Richard Nixon became the president. It wasn't it wonderful? We were going to have a fine, moral, Christian man in the White House. Well, if you've ever heard the White House tapes during the Nixon years, every other word was the F word. I mean, he could get up and pray at the prayer breakfast and then go back and plot and of course, lie and swear. I mean, he would make a stevedore blush with his vocabulary. And, of course, it was all in the released tapes there. But the American people are not to understand that there is a facade that we see on television and there's the reality. And time and time and time again, people will say one thing, they'll do the other, and of course all we remember is what they said, never what they did. So I think this is an exciting time. And of course, I'm very glad he is going to run. At least we may be able to get rid of Davis. But the question is, of course, what will Schwarzenegger do? Will he, of course, cut back on government spending, which is what we have to do? Will he get a balanced budget? Will he cut back on all of these programs that the government is using to buy the support of the people to bankrupt our nation? Will he actually do away with this bill that the governor has just signed to give automobile licenses, driver's license to illegal aliens? Stop subsidizing the illegal aliens who are going to our universities here, and we're having to subsidize not only people going to our colleges, but the illegal aliens going to our colleges. What's wrong with this picture? Well, I think that it's about time the people of the state of California realize that they are moving to bankrupt this state. And when this state goes bankrupt, why, the whole country goes bankrupt. We have the largest bonded indebtedness of any state in the union. We have either the fifth or sixth largest economy in the nation. And, of course, right now our bond rating is about two levels above junk bonds. They had a $5 billion benefit coming from the tobacco settlements, and they agreed to accept $2.5 billion to get the money now so they did not have to face the reality this year. And they passed forward. First of all, they borrowed $11 or $12 billion for the future, and then, of course, they passed forward $8 billion into next year. That's how they overcame the budget deficit. And where is the outcry from the people of California? Why, they don't seem to be concerned, because after all, football season is beginning. We're going to have the World Series before very long, and after all, the market's up again. We're in real trouble because the American people have lost the fact that we are responsible for what our elected officials do. And of course, all that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to know nothing. When we get back, we're going to hear from Bill Sardi, and I'll get off my soapbox. And we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Thank you.
Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the World War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Do you ever feel sort of run down that you need more energy? Well, let me tell you about a product. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly, and I've used this for close to 10 years, and my family has used it. We've been very, very happy with it. And recently, the company came and offered to sponsor us for a month, so we certainly agreed to that. We think it's a great, great product. It's made from the royal jelly that comes from the beehive. This is what the queen bee eats. It's sold with a money-back guarantee. If at the end of 3 months you're not completely satisfied and you don't have more energy, just give them a call. But if you'd like to get Be Alive Royal Jelly, call 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866-233-7500. And I'm sure you're going to be very, very satisfied with the product. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and then I just want to mention a couple of the products we carry here. One of them is Miracle 2 soap products, and there's a soap and a moisturizing soap, and there's a gel and a lotion, and of course there's a neutralizer. It's a something you take by mouth, a very alkaline solution, and some people says it really, really helps them as far as their heartburn is concerned. I know my wife uses it, and she got away from a lot of these terribly expensive pills. She has to take them occasionally, but overall she's just as happy as she can be with a neutralizer. And of course the gel I use on all sorts of things, rashes and bursas, and for some reason it seems to take the pain out of things. That we can't make any medical claims. We can only tell you what we've noticed. And of course, we can tell you that a lot of our people who use these products swear by them, and they really tell us that they have miraculous qualities. Well, all we can do is suggest you try them, the Miracle 2 soap products, and of course they're available, and you can get the whole introductory offer simply by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, the product, Miracle 2 soap products. And then, of course, we also, of course, carry Phenopoly, and it's a program that's aimed at teaching you and your children and your grandchildren how to read phonetically, how to pronounce words phonetically, how to spell phonetically. And that's one of the big problems in school today, because they've deliberately dumbed down our children. And it's about time that you got your children out of government schools and made sure that they can read, and that's what Phenopoly can do. And, of course, in 16 hours, you can undo all the harm that has been intentionally done. Most of these programs are, $300, $400, $500, $600. This is $139.95, and we throw in a couple of books with it. It's called Phenopoly, and I've had even older people tell me how much they have benefited from this program, and they've even gone through it 2 or 3 times, learning something each time. So if you're interested in Phenopoly and phonetic reading, call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now. Well, Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist. Bill, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you've uncovered as far as, some of the health problems facing America today.
Before I get into that, I do want to say that the Census Bureau has admitted that the state of California is in a population decline if you subtract the immigration. So we're going to end up with is a larger, welfare rolls with the immigrants, and we're going to end up with a lot of taxpayers leaving the state, which is what's happened. I think it was down by a couple of 100,000 and piling up more. Over the last decade, we're really in a negative roll, as we've really had hundreds of thousands of people actually just move out of the state, and of course that's interesting. And I did want to make everyone aware of the connection with of course the propaganda. When you see things on television, light up, be aware. Something's coming. Somebody got it on there, just like you were trying to say. Of course, we were talking the other day about this wonderful article from the Washington Monthly magazine, which we didn't go along and agree with everything there. But in the state of the health of the country, this article by Philip Longman, who's with the New American Foundation in Washington, D.C., did point out accurately that the United States spends about $4,500 a person on health care a year. Costa Rica, a small, underdeveloped nation, spends $273, and both nations have an average life expectancy of 76.1 years. And, of course, he's trying to point out is that what we're doing is increasing benefits, like benefits for medications to Medicare patients and so on, and we're coercing them into the HMOs. They'll get more of their medications paid if they sign up with those groups. But we won't coerce them to go to a gymnasium, where he's pointing out about a third of the seniors in the country are sedentary and have no activity whatsoever. He's trying to point out that the McDonald's to citizen ratio, this is kind of a cute way of saying it, but that Costa Ricans eat traditional foods, raw foods, we eat prepared foods, and so it's the McDonald's restaurant to citizen ratio in the United States is pretty good, and he's pointing these things out in somewhat in a humorous fashion, but the point is that we do have a crisis in our healthcare system. We're not only out of money, but we're not finding ways to stay healthy. And regardless of the benefits given to us, are we any healthier? Are we living any longer? If we spend more money, will we actually get there? He points out money doesn't always have to do with everything here, and he points out if doctors and nurses just washed their hands more frequently in hospitals, we might cut down tremendously on the 90,000 people who die in hospitals every year due to infections. So they go in for something else, and of course they come out with a mortal infection and really never, they come out to going, of course, in the morgue cart. So this is the terrible thing. We have a tremendous misimpression here because we're constantly told that things like dietary supplements, vitamins, minerals, these kind of things, we're told that's an unregulated industry. Go to Section 21 of the Federal Register. You'll see plenty of regulations on the vitamin companies there. But the regulated drug industry, the pharmaceutical drugs, a study in 1994 in the American Medical Association Journal pointed out that 106,000 deaths a year, that's 274 people a day, die in hospitals of properly prescribed prescription drugs prescribed by a doctor, administered by a nurse. So the point is that regulation doesn't necessarily mean safety. And so we have all of these kinds of problems while the public's trying to sort it out. I have frequently said, I say it on the radio for those who haven't heard it, that the biological action of virtually every prescription drug can be duplicated with vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential oils, and herbs. And, of course, it's important for us to know that. You've talked about on the air, I believe Dr. Stan, you know, digitalis originally came from an herb, foxglove, but digitalis is given to a failing heart where the heart muscle is not beating as hard. Did you know that a little nutrient in the health food store called coenzyme Q10 provides energy so your heart muscle can fire off? That would be important for people in congestive heart failure. So we need to know these things. There are alternatives, and many of the drugs we take deplete us of these nutrients, and we never get well on those medications. So I think it's important for people to learn this.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two, and if you have any questions you'd like to ask, our special guest is Bill Sardi. We're just going to be talking about alternative health care. And, of course, is there any benefit from it? I'm convinced there is. In fact, for years we've sort of scoffed at these people taking vitamins. And now, of course, 50 years after I graduated from medical school, the AMA has come out in its wisdom and said, you know, everybody ought to take a multivitamin. Well, why didn't they say that 50 years ago? Well, of course, we just didn't know. But I'll tell you, there were a lot of people who did know. And, of course, it's because of this why more and more people are turning to alternative products.
really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Carr's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Carr's book, Due to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today, and unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention the Berkey water filters. And, of course, the missionaries in foreign countries have always used water filters. You just couldn't trust the water there. And they used something like the Big Berkey, and, of course, stainless steel. And the water then goes to ceramic filters, which are coated with silver to take out or to keep them from getting infected, to sort of self-sterilize the filters. And then they're packed with activated carbon. And they do a tremendous job of filtering out the big bacteria and many of the chemicals and many of the other things in the water you wouldn't want. And so the Big Berkey has been a standard for many years. They're $234 and $239 here. And of course, if you buy them through us, why, you get a 4-tape set or a video that we produced. But I have to tell you that the Big Berkey is not available in California and Iowa because of some government regulation. So there is something called the Berkey Light, and this is available in every state but Iowa. And, of course, it's made of Lexan, so you can actually see through it. You can see the water level. You can actually, let's look at the filters, and they're black. They're called black Berkey filters, and they really purify the water. They're the most efficient filter that I know of. I think they're the most efficient filter available in any sort of a water filter today. They have to be replaced, though, between every 2 to 4 years, but you can put an awful lot of water through them, and if you're using it, of course, only on an occasional basis, why, of course, they'll last ever so much longer. But the Black Berkey and the Berkey Light is an excellent, excellent product. It's only $199, and, of course, there is you get the video with a 4-tape set if you purchase it through us. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And, of course, look for pictures of both the Berkey Light and the Big Berkey. And then if you decide you want one, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is Bill Sardi. And as we were saying before we went to the break, an awful lot of people are, of course, going to health food stores. The problem is they really don't know what to get because, of course, each product says, well, we are the best one. Now, I will tell you that I went to a medical meeting recently where they had a professor from Stanford University talking on prostate problems in males. And he said, you know, whether you like it or not, most of your patients are, you know, older patients are taking saw palmetto. This is a health food product. Now, of course, the drug companies have spent hundreds of millions of dollars to come up with a product that's almost as good, but does have quite a few complications. But they've come up with a product that's almost as good as what they sell in the health food stores. But you have to know which product is good, which one you should take for what, and if there are any complications with that. So why don't you pick up the story from there?
Well, and one of the things that men should hear is basically there is no cure from the conventional side for prostate cancer. They can remove the tumors. They can shrink them. They can radiate them. By the way, the little seed implants there are totally unproven. It's because everything else doesn't work that they put those in because men insist something be done. I'm not blaming them, but I'm saying basically, men live about 14 years after they're first diagnosed with prostate cancer, regardless if they have surgery or treatment or not. And many of those men will die with but not of the tumor. So they need to understand that. They may be talked into surgery without any real significant benefits that have been proven. So many of these alternative things, of course, are really the real big answer. And, of course, we have back in the news today in the health arena is two articles in the New England Journal of Medicine again showing that hormone replacement therapy for women is not only worthless but may have some slight increased risks. And in Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, cardiovascular disease, and so on. So there are some risks involved, and yet many million women. We had about 6 million women on the hormone replacement. We have about 40 million women in their menopausal years, and I think that dropped from 6 to 4 million with this negative publicity. But an article in the Washington Post today says that many women had to go back on after stopping, just too many symptoms. And I'd love for women who hear this broadcast today in the menopausal years, postmenopausal, for them to just get a jar of flaxseed meal. It's not flaxseed oil, the flaxseed meal. There's a couple of companies that make it, but Fortiflax is one of the brand names. Just take a tablespoon of that a day. It provides the estrogen modulation and some other wonderful components in there that control iron and give you omega-3 oils, and all of that is conducive to keeping a woman regulated, keeping her hormone balance, and, of course, staying away from breast cancer, and that's even better than the flaxseed oil itself. So we don't hear these things. We're going to have a new report on my website on hormone replacement therapy tomorrow or the next day, which will be sent out. Sign up for the newsletter there if you'd like to go to my website, AskBillSardi.com. There's a wonderful three-part report there also on cholesterol, sorts out all the cholesterol drugs, and then all the alternative therapies, because people get confused. Well, is red yeast rice okay to take for cholesterol lowering? Well, it's the same molecule as the statin drugs like Lipitor, which are dangerous to your liver. So we point these out, that not all the natural remedies, of course, are something to run to. You need to understand that they can be problematic also. And, of course, I have a new newsletter coming out called the Self-Care News, and we're pointing out that many people today are running away from the medicines. This article, Health of Nations, that we quoted from Washington Monthly, pointing out that the confidence in doctors today has dropped in the last three decades from 70% down to just 40%. So people are running away from conventional medicine. It's failing them because they can't afford it anyway. And the problem is they're running into hucksters and people that are promoting things that I know people want to believe in them, but things with heavy metals like silver and things with calcium. Calcium is, you accumulate calcium in your body, you become a statue. It's the definition of many diseases, kidney stones, heart valve calcifications, cardiovascular disease with calcium deposits in the blood vessels, and many other diseases, including diabetes. So overdoing calcium can be a problem. You want to find out about how to balance that with magnesium. And these are all lessons for us to learn in health. And I know we're all running to the alternative side, but many times the things in alternative medicine or nutritional medicine are not well thought out, and there's not good science behind it. And that's why I've been asked to be a consultant to a new little effort by Lifespan Nutrition in California. They're going to start a whole new line of food supplements really based on the good science. It's under the Health at Home label, they've got remedies here for gallbladder problems. Over 30 million Americans have that bloating and uncomfortable pain in the middle of their chest after they eat, and they don't know what that's all about. And your gallbladder needs to be cleansed. And, of course, we've got some programs just to do that. You don't have to do I know many people in alternative medicine hear about the olive oil flush. That's kind of rough to do. And you may be vomiting and all kinds of things with that. But there's natural ways to dissolve gallstones, to cleanse the liver, to control your cholesterol. Here's a lady who writes to me. Tells me her total cholesterol was 317, that should be about 200, triglycerides 2,216, that should be about 200, and her LDL bad cholesterol was off the chart. They couldn't measure it on the machine. She read my report on cholesterol on my website at AskBillSardi.com. She took fish oil, magnesium, taurine, and amino acid, boron, coenzyme Q10, lecithin, vitamin C. In 2 months, she was offered blood pressure pills. Her total cholesterol was 124, down from 317. Her triglycerides, 313, down from 2,216. Her LDL cholesterol fell into the normal range. And, of course, she wanted to thank me. Yes, sometimes these things work if you get directed well by somebody who's done their homework. And, of course, we hope to do that for people. For everyone listening, I know everybody likes the word free. It'd be a free newsletter on how to stay healthy at home. And, of course, we're going to be giving away a free videotape. I'm in production on it now, on how to stay healthy at home videotape. It's a whole seminar. We're going to be giving those away. And for people who would like to get free copies of the newsletter and all of that, they can dial Lifespan Nutrition at 800-247-5731. Get on the list because you're going to get it before everybody else. And believe me, we're giving it away free. And you'll get a chance to get all these this wonderful news. Yeah, there's a commercial attached to some of it, but believe me, a lot of good health information, and we're going to give away that seminar. It's going to tell you how to get healthy using spices and garlic and all kinds of things at home that don't even cost you any money. And I think it's important to share those kind of ideas with people. If we really believe in people's health, then we shouldn't have their hand in their pocketbook so far that they run broke. I know all of these food supplements sometimes can cost as much as medicines and drugs, and I know people sometimes are taking both, and it really is a burden economically. And I've made an offer to everyone listening to your program. If they will email me or write to me, askbillsardi.com, and I will look over their food supplement regimen and tell them how to save money or if they have any overdoses or imbalances. It's just a service. We do it without charge. There's no commercials involved, believe me. We tell people to just take vitamin C or E or whatever. We don't mention any brands, and that's always helpful to people to sort it out. Get a coach to help you find your way so you know you're doing the right thing. I know a lot of people, for example, take multivitamins or B vitamin complexes with a lot of riboflavin, vitamin B2. You get over 10 milligrams of vitamin B2. It's a photosensitive vitamin. It turns brown in your vitamin pills, and it turns brown when it gets in sunlight. It gets in the human eye, can cause cataract, retinal disease, floaters, breakdown of the collagen tissues in the eye and in the skin, premature wrinkling. So be careful. Learn the lessons. I do have a new book. If you want to read books, that's The New Truth About Vitamins and Minerals. You can find out about that by going to my website, askbillsardi.com. There's a publication website called hereandnowbooks.com where I have all my health books. I don't like to peddle books as much as I do like to give it all away. And, of course, that's why we come on the air and try to share with your audience.
All right. Now, how do people reach you by email?
If they'll go on the website, askbillsardi.com, then it gives you a chance to connect up with me there and to, of course, write and ask questions. By the way, I get questions on just about everything from psoriasis to diabetes to cancer. Well, I have an anti-cancer regimen listed on my website for people who want to know what food supplements to take when they have cancer. There's reports there on autism, and as I said, there'll be a wonderful report sorting out the hormone replacement therapy issue for women here any day now.
Oh, well, you're not suggesting, though, that people would simply take supplements without, of course, getting surgery if it's warranted or taking other treatment if it's warranted.
Absolutely. I'm thankful our doctors are around. If you have a very hot gallbladder, for instance, and it's going to burst, it's time to go to the doctor. I know a lot of these operations can be prevented. That's why we're talking about these things. But, when you have something that could be life-threatening, you need to go see a doctor. So we're looking for good advice. I know a lot of people end up at the end of the trail where they've had the gallbladders removed and still have the same symptoms, or they have many of these other issues going on. And then when they've lost faith in their doctor and everything else, they rely on these things and find more answers here. Nothing is perfect. There are side effects to everything. Even too much water can bring about a side effect. So too much oxygen puts you in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. You can see there might be some side effects. So too much of anything. So you need to learn the right doses and things like that. That's all in my new book, The New Truth About Vitamins and Minerals. And don't be scared of these things. And generally speaking, they fill in the gaps where the medicines are depleting you of essential nutrients. So everybody needs to be on a good multivitamin, probably an iron-free multivitamin. Everybody needs to be on some kind of essential oil product, flaxseed oil, fish oil, because that covers 90% of the nutritional basis and keeps any deficiencies from occurring.
Now, you mentioned iron-free vitamins. And, of course, you know where, of course, we all grew up, with Popeye and spinach, and iron is good for you because you need iron to be big and strong like Popeye. But, of course, that really isn't entirely true, at least not as far as males is concerned, is it?
Well, it is when we're growing, and so when we were told that when we were kids and we were growing, it was fine because iron is the primary growth factor in the body. Now, recall what I just said. if it's the primary growth factor and you've got tumors, wow, you don't want to have iron, not an excess of it. You do need it for red blood cells to carry oxygen to tissues. You do need iron, but where they supplemented with iron and fortified it in those countries, Sweden did it and abandoned it because of the increase in liver cancer. Well, of course, why would it attack the liver? The liver stores excess iron, so when there's too much, it comes back there to be stored. That's why we go to the store to buy liver, because when we're low in iron. Pregnant females, women are donating the iron to their offspring. Menstruating females, fertile females, are losing the iron once a month in menstruation. So they avoid this whole thing. But men, after they're fully grown around age 18, start to develop an excess of iron. They have twice the iron of females at age 40 and twice the rate of diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and rates of infection. So be careful about iron, especially ladies, as you either have a hysterectomy or go into menopause. Be careful that you weren't so accustomed to taking an iron pill. You should abandon that at that point, because that's when the iron can accumulate, and iron is basically a rusting agent. So you need to be careful about controlling iron.
And, of course, it's great if you're anemic, but that's an entirely different situation. If you have
right,
normal iron levels, why you certainly don't want to keep supplementing, because...
No.
Certainly,
and if you're anemic, it's because you're bleeding, because there's a tumor somewhere. The body shuts down the availability of iron when you're sick. When you just get an infection, it'll close the door and won't let you absorb iron from your foods. Because iron will feed anything. It feeds the growth of germs and the growth of tumors and so on. So understand, anemia is your body's way to control disease in a sense. But if you are truly anemic, it would only take you 6 weeks to rebuild that. You're not forever anemic in most cases. Women have this happen when they just low in iron due to menstrual issues and so on. So women think, well, now I'm anemic for the rest of my life. No, you certainly won't be. And certainly not after. By the way, they're promoting a thing in women to have more freedom is to have them take estrogen, kind of a birth control pill where, you know, those pills are designed to taper down so you have a normal cycle for women in a month. And so they give them a little less of the estrogen, and then they of course have a normal cycle. But if they keep it high, women could go month after month after month without ever having a cycle. And they're promoting this for the freedom of young women. If women do that, they'll get sick much sooner. The very protection God gives us from disease for women, the baby carriers, is to be low in iron. They may be pale, they may be weak and tired, but God bless all the girls. God keeps them in a state where they're just short of iron, because iron can cause infection and other things, and they have to have babies and be healthy. So you notice women outlive men, they're healthier than men, and the main reason is they have a mechanism for controlling iron. So women, don't fall for that idea is that you'd love to go without a monthly cycle. God gave it to you for a good reason. Men were going back to bloodletting and things like this to treat diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, even cancer, and that is a bloodletting is controlling iron. So we need to learn the old ways of doing this. In the Bible, they taught fasting. My neighbors, who are both Christian and Arab, for years they fast a day or two a week. And see, so that's how they control the iron. Again, it's a good principle. It was taught in the Bible. So these are all things we can learn about our health. You can learn some of these things on my videotape, How to Stay Healthy at Home. We're going to give that away free to people who purchase some of the products from under the Health at Home label, and we're going to have a free newspaper, How to Stay Healthy at Home, and you can call Lifespan Nutrition, 800-247-5731, get that free newspaper and the whole thing. I'd love to give it away so that you can get information, and we're trying to give away good information, things that you can use and utilize without a dime coming out of your pocket, just things, spices in the spice rack at home, garlic and oregano and various things, so that you can learn how to stay healthy without it costing you a fortune.
And I think really it's so amazing that these things have been known for literally thousands of years. But they've all been forgotten once we got, of course, allopathic medicine. And you wrote a book, what was it, The Power of Healing, The Power of God, or is it The Power of God, The Power of Healing?
The Power of Healing, The Power of God. Nice. And, of course, we try and point out all the wonderful ways. The collapse of conventional medicine and all that is in that book, but modern medicine, we've displaced the of course, the temple, the cleanest place in the days of the Bible and the Old Testament, has now been replaced by doctors and the surgical suite. We've now transferred our faith from God to doctors. And of course, we need to get away from this a little bit. We need to understand we need to stay healthy at home. That's where God wanted us to do these things. And I thought it was humorous the other day because I was reading an article actually produced by our Department of Agriculture, and they were trying to determine the best ways that we can clean our food. It came out to be simple vinegar, which was proposed in the Bible to dip your bread in vinegar before you ate it.
Okay, well, we're out of time. Our guest has been Bill Sardi. Go to his website, askbillsardi.com. Is there a telephone number people can call, Bill?
800-247-5731.
800-247-5731. Thanks so much for being with us.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Tape set, Genocide, and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our 4-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, this is Archie Stan, and of course, we have a couple of tape sets. One of them is Food Enough, and it's simply a discussion of food and nutrition and so many of the things that most people never think of. I know I never thought of it until I got in some debates here with a local health food proponent here on one of the major stations, and of course, some of the things he said were completely false, and some of them were actually right. And I did learn from that, and then we began looking into nutrition. And our 4-tape set is Food Enough, I think, is a classic. And then we have another 4-tape set called Life-Saving Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And of course, this of course goes with a book. It's called A Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Blaylock. And these are interviews with him talking about how to build up your immune system, learn how to eat, and of course, the things that are readily available to build up your immune system in case we ever should have a biological attack, or just on general principles to keep from getting infections. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Blaylock, or Life-Saving Secrets, a 4-tape set, or, of course, Is Food Enough? And then go to Bill's website at askbillsardi.com. He's got a lot of fascinating material that you need to know, because, of course, your health is primarily in your hands. Yes, doctors are important. Doctors can do wonderful things, but if we can stay away from doctors, we're ever so much better, and we can stay away from medicines, we are ever so much better, because so many of them, you take the medicines, and then you have to take a medicine to prevent from getting a complication from the medicine you're taking, and then you find that the next medicine may very well create some problems. And so if you can limit the amount that you actually have to take, and you'll be a lot healthier. And learn there are alternative methods of treating so many things today. Go to the website, askbillsardi.com, and think very clearly about these products we've talked about. Give us a call here at Radio Liberty. Well, Dr. Stan, and of course, this is the time when I have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon you to help us as we reach out 5 hours every day. And then on the weekend, on 35 stations, and we do another program sometime on KSCO here, and it's all an expensive proposition, but we do it because, well, you're not getting the truth from the regular mainline media. And, of course, the one reason you're not is because they have CIA agents actually planted there. And if you don't believe that, you need to read General Odom's new book, Fixing Intelligence. He was the man in charge of NSA. And in the new book, he mentions several places about CIA having people planted in the media. And, of course, we have a book called Regicide, a list of 4,000 CIA assets here in the United States. It's amazing how many of them how many of them work within the media. That's one reason why we're not getting the truth today, and why, of course, you know, they will prepare you for a political announcement by seeing these old movies played over and over again, and of course, because they manipulate the American people constantly. It's about time we learned how, to ferret things out for ourselves and to realize when we're being manipulated. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do, and that is getting the truth out across America. And then, of course, we hope that, of course, that you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And, of course, you can pull down our programs. You can listen to our programs 5 hours a day and not get anything accomplished. You can pull down our archive programs. You can pull down our newsletters and the articles we've written. Get the information, copy it, and help us to get it out across America. I do want to mention a product I've taken for 9 years. It's just my wife. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. And, of course, it's designed to help you have more in the way of energy. So if you'd like to try this product, and it's not simply to take a pill and, boy, I really feel better, but you take it regularly, day in, once a day, day in and day out for a period of a month or 2 months or perhaps even 3 months. And if at the end of 3 months you don't feel that you have more energy and you're glad you took it, you call them back and they'll give you your money back. Be Alive Royal Jelly is sold with a money back guarantee. The number is 866-233-7500. That's 866-233-7500. Another product I take is Alamax. It's a garlic product. It's actually the active ingredient in garlic called allicin. And, of course, this is great for your blood pressure and your cholesterol. And of course, it seems to keep down on infections. And I've taken it for about 9 months. I'm sold on it. The number is 866-405-4000. That's 866-405-4000 for Alamax. And then, of course, if you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Or you need to get the video or get them all together, the video, the audio tape, and the book for $29.95. And this will change your life. I've had many people tell me that this is exactly what's happened. The book, of course, goes into the people who really rule the world. And, of course, the spirits of force behind those people and the secret that's been passed down since the time of the ancient mystery religions down to this very day. It will tell you why the Supreme Court took God in prayer and, of course, the Ten Commandments out of our schools. Now, we know that they took it up, but why did the Supreme Court do that? Didn't they know it would happen? Of course they knew it would happen. That's why they took God prayer out. But nobody's going to tell you, but you'll find out in my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. Call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for either the book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the Brotherhood of Darkness special, and then pray for America. Pray for revival, pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so, until Monday, when I'll be back with you again, Dave Wilson will be with you tomorrow, but until Monday, this is Dr. Stan, good night, and may the Lord be with you.